Hey, everybody. Welcome to my world. How's your world going this week? I'll tell you what, mine's been crazy. I don't know about you, but Valentine's Day week, oh my goodness, trying to get prepared for that for Saturday if you haven't got your card for your loved one or all your girlfriends. You want to get out there and get it done. I don't want to have anybody in trouble, you know, because you forgot. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we're going to do something a little bit different because it's Valentine's Day weekend. But before we get going, we always have to do a disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Hey, did you bring your own beverage and your favorite snack? You better get it. If you haven't got it now, you want to get it. We've got some good stuff coming up. Oh, hey, tell your friends about the show because we're on live every Wednesday night right here on the Trim Radio Network. Okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, hey, we do have to discuss something about the Trim Radio Network because if we don't, I don't know, will I get in trouble? We'll find out. Anyhow, guys, as you know, the Trim Radio Network is where we carry the show. And right here is the Fab Four, Michael Bejas, Rascala Stefan, myself, and Victoria Smith. Now, Michael happens to be the CEO and founder, and he's a little under the weather tonight. And so, you know, we hope he feels a lot better tomorrow. We've got Rascala Stefan, and he's the chief operating officer, is responsible for day-to-day operations, management of the network, and he ensures efficiency and quality. And besides that, he's a very good computer guru. Then we have me, chief relationship officer. I still haven't figured that one out. I guess I'm supposed to make people happy. Well, anyhow, that's what I guess that's what I'm supposed to do. And then we have Victoria Smith. She's the chief marketing officer. She's responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. And I'll tell you what, if you have a company or a sorority, a fraternity, whatever, and you need marketing advice, check with Victoria. She's fantastic. She has her own show, and I believe it's on Thursdays. So you want to check her out because I'll tell you what, she's a compendium of information. In other words, she's got a lot of it up here, okay? Wow. How about our shows? You know, we've got Money and Change Sundays at 7 p.m., and those are generally live unless I have to play a concert. And our concert season will start, I believe, in April. And I'll let everybody know because then we have Encore Editions. It's a little thing like Rush Limbaugh used to call his shows Encore Editions. They were really reruns, but that's what we'll be doing for Money and Change when I have concerts that I have to play. We also have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. That's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And we are live. We have Natural Marketer Podcast. Those are on Thursdays. And then we have Offsides, College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We have the Positude Podcast with Miss Hart. So you want to check her out Fridays at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend at 1 p.m. on Saturdays. At 1:30, it's Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And then, of course, the Red Pill Reality Show every Saturday from 9 p.m. until midnight. And Rascala has that show. He has guests on different nights. I've been on the show. And it's fun. It's a good time. So you want to check his show out. We've also got Revelation with Peter Kling. We have something from Dora. Yeah, that's the ticket. Let's talk about it with Dora. And she's going to be on this month. And we still have a couple of spaces for other people. So if you want to do your own show, it's easy to do. All you have to do is come over here and click the red dot and put in your name, your phone number, and say, I want to know more about doing my own show on the Term Radio Network. How do I do it? And then you will go ahead and click send message. Now, if you want, you can have your own phone number in there and then include your cell phone number and email address down in the comment section. And somebody will get back with you and they will tell you how you can do your own show. It's easy to do. If I can press the buttons on StreamYard, you can do it. Just hopefully you're coordinated enough to do it. Sometimes my fingers aren't that well coordinated when I hit the button, or my mouse doesn't cooperate. And so that gets to be a struggle for me. But most generally, people don't have any problems doing their own show. So it's easy to do. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, you can donate to keep us on the air. You know, got any spare change? Hey, send it our way. If you want to buy merchandise, go to the shop page and buy the merchandise there. And we have hats and shirts and AirPod cases and all kinds of stuff. So you want to check that page out. Also, you can advertise. And if you want to advertise your business right here on the Term Radio Network, it's no problem. Let us know. We've got very affordable rates. And the money that we get in from advertising and merchandise or donations all go to paying for airtime. And airtime is not cheap. So, if you want to advertise all over the world, guess what? This is the place to do it because we are worldwide with the Term Radio Network, better known as TermRadio.com. And I'll tell you what, I've got listeners in Myanmar. I have listeners in India, South Africa, other parts of Africa, Kenya, Northern United States, Canada. I'll tell you what, we go all over. The only thing of it is, I don't get anybody responding back from Iceland. Maybe they don't carry the show in Iceland. I don't know how many TV channels they have or internet channels that they have. But if you're from Iceland and you want to let me know that you're watching the show, hey, hit that red dot and send us a message, okay? Now, it's easy to do with the Term Radio Network, and we have a lot of fun creators. And check all of our shows out and help us out by either donating or advertising or buying merchandise. Okay. Wow. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Facebook page. I do have a Facebook page and it is private right now. We will open it up to the public. I'll have to redo the page to be able to do that. And we'll put videos of past shows and so forth there when we get it all set up here. Now, what do I have on here? Well, oh, there's my mugshot. Oh, yeah. Artificial intelligence. That did that one. And I'll tell you what, Victoria put in our mug there. And the Creator Studio, you can check that out. It's got our logo. And it's not too bad of a representation of me, I guess. Anyhow, past shows, I always put them up there. And I think last week we had a problem with the show because towards the end we were having some issues with the internet. I had that Sunday. For some reason, there's something going around. And I've checked my system here to make sure that I don't have any viruses. And I check with my antivirus several times a week. I go through the MRT. Interesting thing with MRT, malware removal tool. And it's free from Microsoft. All you have to do is go down in that little square box down your lower left-hand side if you have Windows. Click on that and find the little cog wheel. And just there'll be a search bar, type in MRT, malware removal tool, and have it do a completely free removal. And that'll help you out, okay? Just a tidbit there. So, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. You know, I always give a shout out to all the people that I know, especially the University of Findlay. I had a problem. I was going to show a video from the University of Findlay tonight. I couldn't do it because there was something buggy about it, and I had to reboot my system several times. So there was something in the video that I was going to show that I can't do. But check them out, www.findlay.edu. And if all goes well, next Thursday, I'll be up there for a basketball game. But check them out. It's an NCAA Division II school for sports, and they have very good competitive sports. And they're not just there for sports. They're there for educations, and they have very good educational facilities and faculty. They have three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. One of them is the equestrian campus where they do pre-veterinary sciences. Then they have the hazardous materials section, which is a totally separate campus. And then they have the main campus with all the rest of the classroom buildings there. Nice facilities. And I'll tell you what, it's just a nice campus to be on. And I'll tell you what, they have over 4,700 students that go to the University of Findlay. 41 different countries, but 40 different states. So yeah, we have students from all over there. And Dr. Kathy Fell is the president of the university. And I'll tell you what, she'll be leaving sometime during 2026, and they're going to have to find a new president for the campus. And she's done a fantastic job. I mean, Kathy is super, and we'll miss her quite a bit. But check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Also, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. We've got a little blurb about him later on. Also, you want to check out some of my buddies on YouTube, the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. We've got the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King, but actually now it's called the Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove. So you want to check them out. Good people. Really good people. Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kober. He talks about boots on the ground. I've known Dave for almost 16 years. Great guy. Very factual. And you want to know about prepping. You want to know about the economy and so forth. Check it out. Check it out with Dave. He's fantastic. Then we've got Prepper Nurse 1 with Ed Carswell. He's still in West Virginia. He's kind of interesting. Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. She's a self-made millionaireess on YouTube. Check her out. She knows how to live simply. And then I've got David Gilmore. And David Gilmore, I've known him for a few years, and I've talked to him a bit. And he has me hooked on GMRS radios. And, you know, in an emergency, these are good for communication with your family and friends. It's very easy. All you have to do is you pay $35 for a 10-year license, and you get the license given to you, and then the members of your family can use it. Now, I've got an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. What the heck is that? It's a good radio. And I can talk from here to Dayton, Ohio, which is 35 miles away, to a repeater, and I can go out 90 miles beyond that. And I talk to different people all over. And that's just from here at my location. If I take this on the road, I have all the different repeaters from here all the way up to Findlay. If I go up to a game, I'll take one with me, and I'll be able to talk to people up there. If I go down to Cincinnati, I've got the repeaters for Cincinnati. If I go to Columbus, I've got the Columbus repeaters. And you can talk to different people. It's great. It really is. GMRS radios, check them out. With all that out of the way, what else do we have tonight? Well, we've got a lot. And this Guthrie, I think it was Ann Guthrie is her name. She was abducted. and they're still looking for it. It's been like 11 days. And I listened to somebody on WLW radio this afternoon a little bit, and they were saying that the outlook may not be too good. Normally you would find somebody maybe, you know, within 5 days or so. Now it's looking a little bit nebulous as to whether or not they're going to find the person. Now, somebody said they got a person of interest. And then somebody said that that wasn't the person. Well, whatever. They're trying to get Bitcoin from somebody, okay, as part of the hostage taking. Hopefully they catch the guy that did it. Hopefully Mrs. Guthrie is in good shape, and all ends well. But it's a little scary. There was something else today too. El Paso. Wasn't that the taco sauce? Was it old El Paso? Well, anyhow, this is about the news at the Texas flights down there. The airspace was closed, and recently it just opened up. But listen to this.
AA has reopened El Paso's airport after a sudden shutdown. The government had said the airspace would be closed for 10 days for security reasons, but that's now changed. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains why and is following the impact.
CBS News has learned the abrupt grounding of flights to and from the El Paso International Airport was triggered by concern over Mexican cartel drones apparently breaching U.S. airspace. Trump administration officials say the Defense Department took action to disable the drones, and the FAA posted there is no longer a threat to commercial travel.
This should have never happened.
El Paso city officials at a news conference today.
You cannot just shut down a city. There was people coming to El Paso. Our airport was in chaos. Our community was scared, all because someone decided to shut down our airspace. You just cannot do that. And they lifted it real quick.
For several hours overnight, the closure had pilots and air traffic controllers wondering what was happening.
Ground stop at 0630 for how long?
10 days.
So the airport's totally closed?
Apparently. We just got informed about 30 minutes or an hour ago.
So for 10 days, you guys are not open.
Well, maybe we'll be here, but no air traffic.
Okay, thanks for that heads up.
In Dallas, Eddie James had the same questions when a flight attendant told him his flight was just canceled.
In shock, you know, and wondering why. And she had just heard the news herself, and she was very confused and same thing.
Members of Congress say they were not given any warning and will be making inquiries.
We're very curious, and in a major airport, a big city, we'd like to know what they're doing and why.
The El Paso airport sees about 55 departures a day. More than 10% of flights have been canceled so far. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News.
Yeah, can you imagine that being closed? Well, for some reason, I guess the cartel has been doing a few things and trying to get their drugs across, because lately they've been having it shut down. And hopefully, I think they shot down the drones that were trying to deliver the drugs. And we'll find out more about that maybe tomorrow or the next day as to what's going on. I don't know. I've never been to El Paso. I've been to Dallas before. And I've been to Fort Worth. And I've been to Houston plenty of times. And I like Texas. It's fun. Just not during the summertime when it's 102 in the shade. And the humidity is like 105%. You know, you're constantly dripping wet. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. I got to show you something here. If I can get it on the screen. We were talking last week. Remember, we're talking about data centers. And I had Quentin on. And we were talking about data centers. And there was one thing that I found that the city of Sydney, Ohio is looking at, and I'll see if I can get this on the screen here in a short. It's going to be touchy if I can get that up there. Let's see. We've got too much stuff on the screen. Oh, here we are. Let's see if we can put that up there. There we go. And the people up there in Sydney, Ohio, they're wondering about Amazon's data centers. and they've been circulating certain types of flyers around, telling people where it's going to be and the basic design of the layout of it. And you notice it's right north of I-70 or on I-75 up in Sydney, and it's at the Fair Road exit. And they're talking about the benefits and $25 million for the city of Sydney, $25 million for the Sydney City Schools, and an estimated 75 new jobs created. Okay, those were the benefits, but what are the downsides? Well, Amazon gets 100% 30-year property tax abatement. They never pay sales tax on equipment purchases. Potential decreases in nearby property values, strain on power grid and water supply, increased utility rates for residents for water and electric, and most new jobs created will not be local. Additional water, air, noise, and light pollution is out there. And so there's a group that is circulating this, and you can check them out at www.sidneyoh.com. And you can check out the city council and so forth. You can join them on Facebook if your area is experiencing people trying to buy land for data centers. And I know here in Pickwell, Ohio, we have another data center. Actually, we have two data centers coming in, and we were asking a lot of questions there too. And the same thing with Wilmington, Ohio. And they are really, really looking at the data centers that are proposed for down there. And so just a heads up on that. They may be coming to your community trying to buy land for data centers too. Just be very well educated in the whole process. Wow, what else is going on? Well, let's see here. We've got stuff on Valentine's Day, and you know that's coming up. I warned you about that. You know, today I went out and I did my Valentine's Day cards, and I found those, and I went out to Wally World, better known as Walmart, and oh my God, the stuff they had there, all the fake flowers, all of the goodies and everything else, all the candy that's there. I'm surprised they didn't have somebody dressed up as a Cupid standing out there telling you where to go to get your stuff. It was a trip today. It really was. Luckily, I got out of there in about a half an hour. I had other things I had to get. Whoa. All I can say is don't forget Valentine's Day. I don't care if, you know, you're homebound. Draw up a Valentine's Day card. You know, find some candy. I don't care. Just make sure that you get the Valentine to your lovey, okay? If you don't, you're in trouble. And I don't want to have anybody listening to this show get in trouble. So Valentine's Day is coming up Saturday. Make sure you got it covered, okay? Well, let's see what else we've got on the show tonight. And it's not going to be data centers. We're definitely not going to be talking about that. What I'm going to be talking about. Oh, no. See what happens when you click the wrong button? I can't believe I did that. Well, I did. Anyhow, I've got to get back to the show here because we had a whole bunch of. There we are. Let's see if I can make sure that I'm sharing that because I want you to be able to see what I'm putting up here. Oh, let's see here. Well, that's me. And let's see if it's up there. I had problems with the computer earlier, and I think I had to reboot this thing about three or four times. Drove me nuts. Anyhow, Valentine's Day. Yeah, let's see what we've got here. History of Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Hi friends, get out your conversation hearts, because today we are going to learn all about the history of Valentine's Day. Did you know that there is a lot of mystery surrounding the origins of Valentine's Day, even down to who it is actually named after. Seriously, historians think it began over 4,000 years ago at the end of the 5th century BCE in ancient Rome, when Pope Gelasius declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. Historians still cannot agree who the holiday is named for, but they have narrowed down their options. One legend is that Valentine's Day was named after a priest living in 3rd century Rome who defied Emperor Claudius II. This priest secretly performed marriages for soldiers, even though it was against the law. When Claudius found out, he had this priest arrested and beheaded for defying his order. A Catholic bishop named St. Valentine of Terni was also beheaded by Emperor Claudius around the same time for performing weddings. Yet another named Valentine was imprisoned and killed for helping Christian prisoners in Roman jails. This Valentine fell in love with the jailer's daughter and wrote her messages. His last message was signed, "From your Valentine." Seems pretty similar to what we write today. In 1375, an English poet named Geoffrey Chaucer wrote, "For this was sent on St. Valentine's Day, would every fowl come here to choose his mate," which referred to the beginning of a bird's mating season. This is why some historians credit Chaucer with starting the tradition of Valentine's Day as a romantic holiday. Valentine's greetings became part of the popular culture in the 1400s. Historians debate the origin of the first written Valentine. In 1415, Charles, Duke of Orleans, was imprisoned in the Tower of London. He sent his wife a love poem because he wasn't sure if he would ever see her again, because he was in prison for 25 years. However, some evidence suggests that he may have written the poem after he was released. The invention of the printing press made it easier for people to create Valentines. In fact, the first mass-produced printed Valentines were produced in 1840. During this time, an artist named Esther Howland began a small company to produce Valentine's Day cards, and she became known as the mother of the American Valentine. These days, around 145 million Valentine's cards are produced each year. Do you like Valentine's Day candy? Well, here's an interesting fact. The first heart-shaped chocolates were created by the Cadbury Company in 1861. What about conversation hearts? Those were first made in 1866. Today, over 8 billion candies are made every year. And don't forget the flowers. 250 million roses are grown every year to be given away on Valentine's Day. We have learned some cool Valentine's Day facts. Let's review. When did Valentine's Day begin? The end of the 5th century BCE. True or false? Valentine's Day started as a holiday about love. False. Fill in the blank. Esther Howland is the blank of the American Valentine. Mother. Great work, Valentine's Day experts. Over time, the meaning of Valentine's Day has changed. It started as a religious holiday and has become a holiday that celebrates love in all its forms. What is the coolest thing you learned about Valentine's Day?
Hope you had fun learning with us. Visit us at learnbright.org.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. What else is going on for Valentine's Day? Let's see.
Like, tell me a little bit more about that. So I assume that Valentine's Day, you're probably just incredibly busy. And then this will air a month before Valentine's Day. So tell me how many... Like, what am I looking at in sheer numbers a day of chocolate coming out of Charlottesville?
Right. So Valentine's Day, and I understand, I always
I understand the connection and the thought that people always think that would be the busiest, and they are the busiest single days of the year. The day before, but and it really depends on what day of the week it falls on that year.
So if it's a Sunday, if it's on Friday, then they do. If
no,
it's on
but
Tuesday?
A man will wait longer and longer.
Yes,
I call it affectionately the land of procrastinating men on Valentine's Day.
It's the world go around,
and myself being one of them. My poor wife. I mean, yeah, it's like,
does she even get chocolate?
You know, it is a double-edged sword, my friend. Let me tell you, it's like if I take something from home, or if I take something to her, she's like, oh, yeah, why don't you just grab that on the way out?
Right.
And if I don't, she's like,
she didn't give me anything?
Dude, you own a chocolate, you make chocolate. Where is
it? Nothing.
So this is, yes, dear. This is my donut. Good news, I've been married 20 years now, so my wife is well aware of Christmas and Valentine's Day. Trials and tribulations.
I love it. So Valentine's Day is not your busiest, except for the day.
The days are, and that's all. So chocolate is a very much a business of you make and you hope and pray you've made enough, or you didn't make too much. Mm-hmm. Which would be usually the latter is not usually the case. We don't generally make overproduce, but we have, there have been times. But generally speaking, because it's all last minute, you know, I mean, you can't, this process takes days and days, right? So the thing about the holidays is that it really, the minute, you know, the temperature changes and, you know, the time changes, and it's like a switch. It really is October-ish, late, you know, early, late October, and going into, you know, Thanksgiving, that's really when it starts. So Thanksgiving to New Year's is like the entire holiday season. And so we will make upwards of probably 250 or 300,000 pieces this Christmas, you know, this holiday season.
I just see I Love Lucy in my head.
I know. Yeah.
I'm sure everybody says that, but right now that's what I see.
Yeah.
For 250,000.
It has those moments.
Yeah, you can. I'll tell you what. I know some people that do have a candy factory, and they have many different locations in the Midwest. And I went there today to get some candy, and you get in line and stand in line. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And everything moved on me. What's going on here? I had this all set up, and then Facebook decides to change things. Let's see if I can get it. There it is. You know, we talk about Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and he makes a lot of different things. And he had a request to honor a veteran, and he was given a star from a flag that was draped on his casket, and they wanted to make a pen with that on there. And the star was too big, so he made a paperweight using a maple leaf burl, and that's underneath. And so he went ahead and did that to honor this lady's grandfather. Phil does pens, pizza cutters. He does everything. He's a great craftsman. So you want to check him out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You definitely want to do that. What else is going on here? Something from Johnny Carson. Check this one out.
I get you all found. You found the chocolate covered hearts we left on your seats. Thank you. You sound real good tonight. I will apologize for the sneaky way we got you in here tonight. But it helped to hang that sound sign outside that said gasoline 50 cents a gallon. Look, I want you to be kind to me during this monologue tonight. One massacre on this date was enough. Those of you all up in number. People get very gift conscious on days like this, and I want to thank the lady from the audience who left the long-stemmed American Beauty in my dressing room. Here. Although your daughter seems like a nice girl, I can't get her on the show. You were ahead of me, weren't you? By the way, if you're out here as tourists, especially today, and you're...
I found walking.
And if you're up on Hollywood Boulevard and you see a man walking along dressed as Cupid, that does not mean it's Valentine's Day. That means it's Murray. He dresses that way every single day. Well, maybe he doesn't. Love is in the air today. Valentine's Day. Remember, before you fall head over heels on love for someone you just met, remember the initials of Valentine's Day. I always wax nostalgic on Valentine's Day, and which I do occasionally. I wax several days, but especially on Valentine's Day. I think of my youth back on the plains of Nebraska and my very first girlfriend. She was an Italian girl, Gina Statutory. I'll never forget the very first time I saw Gina in school. She was starring in a hygiene film called Don't Let This Happen to You. Lovely girl. The farmer that lives at you, do you still send Valentine's Day cards? Is that still a thing to do?
Sure.
Some of the ones you made as kids with a little lace around them, big red hearts. Farmer that lives next door to Billy Carter sent Billy a Valentine's Day card. It says, roses are red, violets are blue, and they're watered daily thanks to you. You know, I mentioned that day. Today is the 50th anniversary of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Remember that in Chicago? A remembrance of that date. NBC lined all of the members of its programming department up against a wall today and machine gunned them. It's kind of an in-house joke, and I think we should probably keep that in-house. California Governor Jerry Brown sent his girlfriend Linda Ronstadt a little Valentine's Day poem. Sir, there's a fly buzzing around. This is monologue is starting to spoil. It's turning bad right here. What did I start to say? What was I talking about? Jerry Brown sent Linda Ronstadt the same kind of says, roses are red, violets are blue. I love you, pretty lady, but I'm more in love with 1980. Which wasn't as funny as the guy sent Billy Carter. Well, I know you're all anxious to find out what's the latest in the Lee Marvin, Michelle Triola trial. For those of you who missed the papers today, I want to keep you up to date on these important events. Apparently today, Michelle Triola's trial would not allow Michelle's lawyer to sue. He wanted to sue for an additional $1 million. Now, Mrs. Triola's lawyer, who's a fellow by the name of Marvin Mitchelson, claimed that when Lee Marvin said, I love you, and then said he didn't mean it, that is fraud. Look, everybody knows when a man says, I love you, it is not fraud. It's temporary insanity. Now that we have the important news out of the way, we can go to Iran and see what's happening over there. They just opened their first soft drink factory over there since the new government took over. It's called the Ayatollah Cola. It gives gas to everyone but Americans. President is off to Mexico, as you know, and he's already there. As a matter of fact, the president of Portillo of Mexico took President Carter on kind of a sightseeing trip, and Mexican president showed Jimmy Carter the home of the former bandit Pancho Villa. And Carter was so impressed, he said, when Portillo comes here, he's going to show him the home of Burt Lance.
Who's Burt Lance?
Carter just doesn't say things funny. Did you ever notice that? You realize, of course, while the president is out of the country, the acting president is Walter Mondale. Yes, what?
That goes way back. That's historical. Well, anyhow, that's the night that Johnny Carson bombed. What else is... Oh, yeah, hey! You guys have to get your flowers from Dale's Love Emporium. I saw this one today, and I thought, where in the heck is this? And I looked at that and I thought, well, we'll just put it on the show here. You know, flowers, $15. I wonder where he gets his flowers. And I don't know if you'd want to buy anything from this guy or not. Well, what else is going on? The Wrinkle City Gazette. Yeah, I haven't talked about the Wrinkle City Gazette for quite a while. But I'll tell you what, they had some stuff in there about Valentine's Day and the nuns with guns to patrol Wrinkle City because the police chief is out in Las Vegas. And then there's Falworth T. Grump. And he says, when it comes to February, it boils down to four things: bad weather, Valentine's Day, cards, property taxes, and penguins on parade. Everybody wants something. Sometimes I just want to give them all the universal hand gesture and tell them to get the out of the way, Grump out. Well, you know you're from Wrinkle City when you're the final owner of every car you buy, when you've been hospitalized at the Band-Aid station for pain in the butt, and they've run $50,000 worth of tests to find out you got a wedgie up your crack. Well, you know you're from Wrinkle City when all the girls on your high school drill team are now strippers at Boobs and Beer. And you know you're from Wrinkle City when the tattoo parlor artist is the wealthiest man in town. Well, love is in the air on Valentine's Day, February 14th. And Jimmy, who was 20 years old, was buying an expensive bracelet to surprise his girlfriend on Valentine's Day at a very smart jewelry shop in the city of Troy. And the jeweler inquired, would you like your girlfriend's name engraved on it? And Jimmy thought for a moment, grinned, and answered, no, instead, engraved to my one and only love. Well, the jeweler smiled and said, yes, sir. How very romantic of you. And Jimmy retorted with a glint in his eye, not exactly romantic, but very practical. That way, if we break up, I can use it again. Maybe people have done that. I don't know. Well, anyhow, so much for the Wrinkle City Gazette. It's out there. You can get the different jokes. Laughing at the law, Sister Marianne. How long have you been married? Oh, when a woman on the staff of the school where I work became engaged, a friend and a colleague offered her some advice. The first 10 years are the hardest. And she says, how long have you been married? She asked, said 10 years, he replied. Well, anyhow, you can check it out on the Wrinkle City Gazette. You can read about all kinds of stuff there, all the different types of toys and stuff, the fancy stuff for Valentine's Day from Wilmart. And you can check everything out there. So, you know, it's Valentine's Day's coming up here, and I thought the Wrinkle City Gazette would really help you out there. Well, let's see here what else is going on. Oh, yeah, some Valentine's Day jokes. Let's check these out.
Though I do screw up all the time, I got her a Valentine's Day card this year. She hated it. Yeah, she hated it. I go, what's wrong? She goes, why don't you read it out loud? Because she sounds like Clint Eastwood a little bit, right? I was like, it says Happy Valentine's Day. Grandson right there at the bottom. She goes, you're a jerk. You didn't even read that card. I was like, of course I read it. It was the only one left this morning. I was like, plus I had to wrestle it from some older lady. That's just a joke, right? I swept the leg. She never saw it coming. The Karate Kid 3, opponent can't stand, opponent can't fight. It's not my fault she didn't see the movie, all right? She's 86, plenty of time to get out to the red box. So learn how to defend yourself, you know? My people were cheering me on. One day, you finish her! You know, and I swept the leg. I'd do it again if I had to. It's survival of the fittest in my neighborhood. Philadelphia, that's where I was born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days. I didn't think you guys were going to let me get there.
I tried to be romantic exactly one time in our 15 years, and I'll never try it again. It was early in our relationship, and I thought it was Valentine's Day, and I tried to I thought she would like the fact that I tried to sing to her. Actually, I'm not a good singer, but I thought she would appreciate the fact that I was trying to sing. But she cut me off halfway and cut me off.
Okay.
Still 49 bottles of beer. And I've always heard women say, oh, I love a man with a sense of humor. It's never made sense to me, only because I don't think men and women have the same type of sense of humor. And what I mean is, my wife and I really get along very well. We both love to laugh, but we don't always think the same types of things are funny. For example, a couple of years ago on Valentine's Day, I thought it would be funny if I left a trail of rose petals to our vacuum.
Oh no, the commercials. I hate these.
Trying to predict the future is a hazardous occupation. The only thing we can be sure of is that it will be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it will be.
We don't even give each other presents. We really don't. Valentine's Day, my wife gave me, I guess what you would call like a love coupon or like a couple coupon for like a massage or something. And it wasn't one of those that you can just like cash in to anyone that you see on the street. It was just for her. I would recommend if anybody ever gets one of those, try and cash it in right then and watch the expression on their face because they don't appreciate it. They're like, Merry Christmas. And you're like, right, I'll take those right now. Like, no, you can't do that. I just gave that to you. And you're like, I want to talk to the manager. I spent a lot of money here. This should be redeemed. Because when are you going to cash it in? I'm not then. 6 months later, she's going to laugh at you. She's like, did you think that was a real present? It's construction paper and crayon. The only way to be a good gift, and this will go from bad to great, is if it's stipulated somewhere in the rules, you can cash it in anytime you want. If you come home at midnight, she's like, you're 6 hours late. Dinner's frozen. What are we going to do now? Well, it says here, you're going to give me a one-hour massage. There are no blackout dates on the back of this. You keep yelling, but you better start rubbing.
So what did you guys do for Valentine's Day? Sushi? All right, that's cool. Woohoo, food poisoning. What else? What's that? You studied? It's like the saddest thing you could say. Now no one else is going to answer because they're going to feel bad that they had plans. Anything. A date with your kids? Wow. Let's dig into this. She's like, where are the breaks to this joke? Oh, here. Huh. No one could say anything at this point. I did something happy. I'm sorry. Total like genre twist to this whole show. Let's discuss this. Celebrate divorce. Notice how no one claps. It's a great segue into what I had prepared. Usually it's like, went to a restaurant, my wife wrote my wife a song, and then I'm like, oh, and here's what I did. And you're like, no, stop everything. Next holiday. I got robbed last Christmas. Do something with that. Yeah.
You know, these commercials are getting to be a little bit annoying.
Wow, Allie, you're obsessed.
That makes me not want to buy anything from these guys.
We're obsessed with your five paragraph.
The comedy obstacle course. Well, here's what I did. I understand now this isn't going to be for everyone. I think I'll just do the talking from now on. The rest of my set is just me talking about it, not even doing jokes. Here we go. I ordered my wife one of those edible arrangements fruit bouquets. Is what I'm talking about. It's cool. It's a nice thing. But I want to get in on that business model because I paid $70 and I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, oh, that sounds right. It's not right. Their profit margin is probably amazing. It's fruit. What's their overhead? Like, a product should cost as much as the materials plus the skill required to assemble them, right? For $70, I could buy a printer. That makes sense. I don't know how to make a printer. Fruit bouquet, on the other hand, after quick analysis, pretty easy to reverse engineer that thing. There was maybe like collectively half a pineapple cut into heart shapes on sticks for what I gave my wife. $70. My wife loves fruit. Next year, $70. I'm just going to give her like 40 pineapples.
I am broke. Any broke people here tonight? Yeah. One way I like to combat being broke is I like to eat at continental breakfasts at hotels I'm not staying at. Yeah. Yeah, you can just do that if you want. Do you guys want free breakfast tomorrow? Anybody? Yeah, I'll tell you how to do it, okay? It's the easiest thing in the world. Here's what you do. Get up before 9 o'clock. That's the hardest part, right there. Get up before 9. Go over to like a Hampton Inn. Make a waffle. Yeah, that's it. Get the heck out of there. That's the whole taper. They can't stop you. It's no Ocean's 11. Let me tell you something. No front desk employee making $9 an hour has the balls to accuse you of that ridiculous crime. They're never going to say anything. I've literally done it like a dozen times in my life. Now, I'm cocky. I'm the John Dillinger of breakfast stealing. They got to be in every hotel. I only got to be at one. Say something to me. I dare you to say something to me because I have the best defense in the world. If you ever accuse me of that, I'm just going to act incredulous. You just get upset. It's like, what's that?
Five guys, forget it. I'll tell you what, this has been something.
Yeah, yes. Her heart isn't the only thing.
What is it that you do?
We're stealing.
I want the diamonds now.
Okay. No, I got it. Let me get this straight. You're under the impression that I got up this morning, got in my car, drove all the way to your stupid little hotel. Oh, I'm sorry. Picked up my fiance, drove all the way to your stupid little hotel, started eating all the eggs and the bacon and the sausage. Oh, and this peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I have saran wrap back here. What's that, my lunch? I'm going to get two free meals out of this. They would fall over themselves apologizing. Yet that's literally what I do, step for step. Every Valentine's Day, that's how I knock it out. Call it brunch. Slater household.
And I'm married too. Are you guys married?
Yes, that's awesome. Good. How
And you're Tiffany. Look at that.
Nailed it. Listen, people, there's a reason I'm on this stage, okay? It's because I'm a professional, okay? By the way, I'll give you back your social security number after the show. I stole it 3 months ago to get ready. That's Tiffany. How long have you been married?
12 years. That's all. That's beautiful. That is amazing.
I will tell people, now let me discern, does she make you do things you don't want to do? He's like, I'm here, aren't I? Can't make this up. I've been married to my wife for 7 years. She makes me do things I don't want to do. The first year I dated her, sir, she made us take our very own Valentine's Day photos at Sears. Let that sink in. As a grown human being, I had to wear a red shirt with a pink tie, sit on a white box, and make a heart with my hand right like this. And when she saw the photos, she loved them. She was like, oh my gosh, these are adorable. I'm going to buy every single one. I'm going to go home. I'm going to put them on Facebook. Everyone is going to know that we're so in love. I said, please don't put these photos on Facebook. Because I have horrible Facebook friends. Sure enough, she put one photo on. 10 seconds later, I got a comment that just said, queer. I was like, wow, thanks, Mom. What a jerk. Some of y'all know her. Awesome.
We tried really hard. She was really cool about the comedy. I was sweet to her. Here's the thing I would do. On Valentine's Day every year, I'd go to the grocery store, and I'd buy those Valentine's Day cards with, like, the cartoons on them, like Powderpuff Girls and stuff like that, like 50 to a pack, and I'd write a note on every single one. Then I'd hide them all around the house for her to find for months and months and months. Which is cute, right? Some of you got, you can use that with, well, the next girl, not this one. That was the dumb comedian's idea. You don't get credit for that.
So next time that you put your Valentine's Day cards out, make sure that you don't leave one that says to my girlfriend. Because then you will get in trouble. Anyhow, guys, remember, get out there and get your Valentine's Day cards. Get them signed. Get your gift for the Valentine's Day card. You know, I went out and I went to a fancy candy shop and I got candy. I got the card. And now I got to figure out where we're going to go to dinner. Am I going to take her to Waffle House? Or maybe I'm going to go to White Castle. I don't know. I'll just have to figure that one out. Well, hey, guys, that's all we've got. Have a good week. Next week, we'll have some guests with us, and we'll be doing some more serious stuff. Well, I thought we'd just take a break and do some fun stuff. Anyhow, have a good week. Watch us on Money and Change this Sunday, and we'll talk about how the economy's going. With that, have a good one. We'll see you Sunday with Money and Change and next Wednesday with My World. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.